Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to 3 Yards Per Carry, a podcast covering the Miami Dolphins and the NFL. Now, here's your hosts, Chris, Alf, and Simon.
Wow. Good evening, and welcome to the NFL Draft.
Well, let me thank Roger Goodell for introducing us here. Welcome to the 2024 3YPC NFL Mock Draft. And we're going to get the proceedings started right here. This draft is conducted on behalf of Simon Clancy and Chris Kaufman and myself, Alfredo Arteaga. I am merely narrating it. We put this together this morning, April the 23rd of 2024. So if there are any trades after this, we are not responsible. So we're going to get this started. The Chicago Bears with the first pick in the 3YPC 2024 NFL Draft select Caleb Williams, quarterback of USC. This was a long time coming. They get the quarterback they desperately have needed and have wanted. Chicago Bears have really never had a franchise quarterback. They've just had a bunch of just guys all of this time. All right, moving on to pick number two, the Washington Commanders. He's the betting favorite as of right now, and I think he goes right here. The Washington Commanders select quarterback Jaden Daniels of LSU. Good prospect. Not as good as Caleb Williams. I have him graded a little bit higher. Simon likes him a lot. So does Chris. Big season at LSU. He should do big things for the Commanders. They desperately need a quarterback ever since Kirk Cousins left. With the third pick, the New England Patriots, and there was some debate here about this, but we settled on the New England Patriots select quarterback Drake May of UNC. What is there to say? I guess J.J. McCarthy was the debate here, but we settled on Drake May. It's who they've been tied to for a while. I have no doubts if Drake May goes number two, they would take Jaden Daniels at number three, but we settled on Drake May, number three, to the New England Patriots. And number four, the Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. And we have a trade. The Minnesota Vikings are now on the clock. They've traded up to number four. They've traded number 11, number 23, and a 2025 first-round pick to move up to number four. And the Minnesota Vikings select J.J. McCarthy, quarterback of Michigan. I'm not a fan of his. Chris is. Simon is. There is some tape to suggest that there's something there. Big arm. Good leader. But we shall see. And now the Los Angeles Chargers are on the clock and they get a gift. The Los Angeles Chargers select at number five, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State University. Maybe the best prospect in this draft outside of the quarterbacks. The Chargers get a weapon for Justin Herbert. At number six, the New York Giants select wide receiver, Washington, Rome Odunze. As complete a wide receiver as you're ever going to see. He's just number two in a class that is absolutely loaded at wide receiver. The Giants get a weapon for whoever that quarterback may be going forward. At number 7, the Tennessee Titans are now on the clock, and the Tennessee Titans select Joe Alt, tackle, Notre Dame. He's been the consensus tackle, number one tackle for a while now. Keeps getting mocked as the first tackle taken. The Tennessee Titans take him in the 2024 3YPC mock draft. And number 8, the Atlanta Falcons are on the clock, and they select Dallas Turner, edge from Alabama. The most consistently mocked guy to the Atlanta Falcons. He shows up on 2 of the 3 major mocks. Zuerlein, Daniel Jeremiah, Mel Kiper. So, Dallas Turner to the Atlanta Falcons. At number 9, the Chicago Bears. They get Caleb Williams a toy. They finally get him a weapon to go with what they already have on the roster. DJ Moore's a very, very good player. Malik Nabers, wide receiver of LSU, goes to the Chicago Bears at number 9. And at number 10, the New York Jets are now on the clock. And the New York Jets select offensive tackle from Washington, Troy Fatano. They do the responsible thing. A lot of people were talking about Brock Byers possibly going here to the New York Jets. I just don't see it. I think they're going to do the right thing. Troy Fatano can slide right in at left guard. And once Tyron Smith gets injured, and he will, Troy Fatano can move out to left tackle, and he could be their left tackle for a very, very long time in New York. In the 11th pick, remember, we had a trade. The Arizona Cardinals own 11 because the Vikings moved up to 4. The Arizona Cardinals select J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, Alabama. Made sense, right? It was either going to be this or a wide receiver. They need tackle help. This is a guy that has been shooting up draft boards. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, has promised that he will go in the top 10. He ends up going 11 in our mock draft as the Cardinals traded down and they get their 9. And we have a trade. The Denver Broncos have traded number 12 to the Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks have traded number 16 and number 81 to move up to number 12. And the Seattle Seahawks are now on the clock. The Seahawks select with the 12th pick in the 3YPC NFL mock draft Michael Penix Jr., quarterback of Washington. They get their quarterback to step in for Geno Smith when he's inevitably released in a year, possibly 2, if they want to have Penix marinate. Good passer. There's a lot of weapons there in Seattle. If he starts soon, he should have some success. And the Las Vegas Raiders are now on the clock at number 13. They need help on defense. They need help in the secondary. The Las Vegas Raiders select Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback, Toledo. This is a very nice pick for them, I believe. That defense needs some help in the secondary. They got a lot of talent up front. Christian Wilkins is there. They have one of the best pass rushers in football, Max Crosby. Now they get help in the secondary with Quinyon Mitchell. The New Orleans Saints are now on the clock. And the New Orleans Saints select at 14, tackle, Oregon State, Talisi Fuaga, the best run blocker in this draft. That's going to help them on an offensive line that is absolutely unsettled. And that brings us to the Indianapolis Colts at 15, who are now on the clock. And the Indianapolis Colts select in the 2024 3YPC NFL mock draft Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia. Anthony Richardson gets his weapon to go with Michael Pittman. The Colts are starting to have that look. They're going to have players at every single level. They have their franchise quarterback for the future. They have their number one wide receiver. Now they'll have a number one tight end. They already have their number one running back in Jonathan Taylor. Indianapolis Colts get Brock Bowers. And on this trade down, the Denver Broncos now own 16. So the Denver Broncos are now on the clock, and they select cornerback, Alabama, Terrion Arnold, to play opposite of Patrick Surtain. This is going to give them a good secondary going forward to combat their chief rival in the division, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes. The Denver Broncos get Terrion Arnold, cornerback, at Alabama. The Jacksonville Jaguars are now on the clock. And at 17, the Jacksonville Jaguars select defensive tackle, Texas, Byron Murphy. And the first interior lineman comes off the board here at 17. Jaguars need help inside. They need help with their pass rush. Jacksonville Jaguars select Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, Texas. And the Cincinnati Bengals are now on the clock at 18. And at 18, in the 3YPC 2024 NFL Draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select tackle from Georgia, Amarius Mims. This makes a lot of sense for them. Orlando Brown is cemented at left tackle for the Bengals. They need help on that offensive line. They need to keep Joe Burrow upright. They get a right tackle to bookend with Orlando Brown. Amarius Mims goes to the Cincinnati Bengals. The Los Angeles Rams are now on the clock. And at 19, in the 2024 3YPC NFL Mock Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Olumiyiwon Fashanu, tackle, Penn State. Makes a lot of sense. Offensive line is a bit unsettled in L.A. They can now play him along with the rest of what they have on that offensive line. They have a pretty good interior of that offensive line. They need help at tackle. Fashanu goes to the Los Angeles Rams at 19. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are now on the clock. And with the 20th pick in the 2024 3YPC NFL Mock Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Jackson Powers Johnson, center, Oregon. Makes a lot of sense. They need a lot of help on the interior of the offensive line. This is a big step forward for them. He's been mocked many times to Pittsburgh here at number 20. The Pittsburgh Steelers select Jackson Powers Johnson, center, Oregon. And the Miami Dolphins are now on the clock. At pick 21, the Miami Dolphins are on the clock. We debated many names here, Chris, Simon, and I, but we settled on one, and here's our pick. In the 2024 3YPC NFL Mock Draft, the Miami Dolphins select edge from UCLA, Leatu Latu.
Bruins bring four. Set up the screen. That picked off. Intercepted at the 25. Leatu Latu. Down at the one. Pressured immediately, and he goes down. Latu, there was the speed. I mean, that's
defensive line. No. That the Chanticleers are in a pass must mode right now. You see Latu, right? He's confident. He's going to be a big-time football player.
Five-yard run on first down for Coastal. Now McCall goes down. UCLA's pressure, and there's Latu, his first sack.
A lot of NFL scouts have him as a first-round pick coming up in the 2024 NFL Draft, and you can see why, right?
Got single coverage out there. Williams is stunned, sacked by Latu. That's
just so good. And the hands, they're so tight. He's going to walk over the guard here, not just off the edge. And they really found a matchup that they like.
Took the rock for Arizona. Fafita from the backside brought down. There's that man, Latu.
You know, you got to be almost forced to take this pick here. Yeah, there's just no way you could pass on a player of this quality at 21. He will slot right in with Shaq Barrett to begin the season if Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are not able to go. You just got to find snaps for him somehow. This is a guy that's going to play very, very well for you for a very, very long time. The cleanest pass rush prospect in this draft. We have the Miami Dolphins selecting at 21 edge player from UCLA, Liatu Latu. And that concludes our 2024 3YPC NFL mock draft. We thank you for listening. We look forward to talking to you after the Miami Dolphins have selected players. If you want to become a member of our Discord, you can go to discord.gg/onlyfins. And you can become a member there for $3 a month. Thank you for joining us on the 2024 3YPC NFL Mock Draft. Enjoy the draft.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.